episode number 302, Great Camaro News to Come Out of Oshawa Event.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And we're back this week.
Full episode again.
Yeah, in the studio.
In the studio.
Last week wasn't too bad.
I didn't even listen to it.
It was short and sweet.
Yeah.
To the point.
Yeah.
Exactly what we wanted to accomplish.
Yep.
So sorry to those who was expecting a longer episode, but stay tuned this week.
Yeah.
So we're going to release some more details.
Because this one's jam-packed, and we're going to make up for last week, so... Having said that, we better just jump right into the news here.
We're going to do a little recap here.
Yeah.
From the BBOMG.
And the Oshawa event.
Yes.
So,
their homecoming.
Gosh, where to start? The trip there was cool. We met up with some folks at the duty-free shop quite a bit. We met Templar Knight from the message board.
He was the first one there.
Yeah, and he's...
Quite a bit early.
Came from one of the longest driven all the way from Texas.
I think he was the longest driven.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Texas.
What a hike.
Yeah.
Then we just headed over the border, largely uneventful at customs, thank you very much, and took the drive to, I hit a chunk of rubber, had to pull over and find out that I didn't do any damage, but found a couple other things that needed to be fixed underneath my car that got promptly taken care of. Made it to the hotel, started drinking, met everybody. What a cool turnout at the BBOMG hotel.
This was a wonderful event for getting to know your fellow Camaro enthusiasts.
Which is really...
Especially intoxicated.
What it's all about. Not everybody. No. It wasn't as wild as they made it out to be, but it was definitely cool.
Lots of cool stories, lots of cool people. It's just amazing to meet so many different Camaro enthusiasts from all over the place. In particular, Canada. Lots of folks in there from Louisiana.
Yep.
New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a bit.
So, I had a great time.
It was one of those things where when you're driving home from it, you're just wishing it could have gone on forever.
Yeah. Can't wait till next year.
Yeah. So that was the BBOMG portion, which is, the buyers and builders meet and greet, if you haven't heard us talk about it ad nauseum over the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Next day was the actual Oshawa homecoming put on by the Ontario Camaro Club. Very cool event. Very big event.
Very
world
big.
Record setting for the largest... Vehicle mosaic, is that what the record was?
I believe that's what it was.
So we didn't know the details until they actually did it.
Yeah.
Lots of cool stuff. And then the plant tour.
Yeah.
Getting to see the inner workings of the Camaro plant.
What was your favorite part of the plant tour? For me, it was when that guy said, look up, you're going to see God dropping a Camaro to you. And literally, the ceiling opened up and a Camaro dropped in from the ceiling onto the line.
Yeah, it's called a body drop. At least that's what we used to call it.
That was cool.
It's pretty neat. One of the sub-assemblies is in the upper level. It's got to come down sooner or later.
Yeah.
But it was just cool seeing all the employees wearing the same shirt, commemorating the tour.
Yep.
It's not just, another day at the plant. And they had the employees acting as tour guides. Very helpful, very knowledgeable, very friendly. And just seeing things come together, seeing the guts of the car. It was noted that there were some Camaros with red calipers on them.
Yeah, I saw those.
I was stunned to see that.
You were?
Yeah, I didn't know about those.
I don't know. They said they were interspersing 2012 Camaros, doing some test runs in there, so.
Yeah, I never claimed to know everything.
Yeah.
Almost, though.
Yeah.
Getting out of there and heading right back to the show, Just some cool cars.
You sunburn at all?
Did I? Yeah, my head was kind of purple.
Was it?
Well, actually, no. Not too bad. My nose was. But I was wearing that hat that I bought, and I don't care how ugly it might be. It was nice, and it was comfortable, and my shaven head in the summertime didn't get baked at all. Yeah. But I don't know. I didn't spend so much focus on the cars this year as I did the people.
The people with their cars.
Yeah, yeah. The Oshawa Ontario Camaro Club really put together a really nice show.
First rate, man.
Very, very cool. But it was about the people.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, meeting old friends, making new friends, having people come up to us wearing our shirt. That's honor right there.
having people sign their car.
Yeah.
That was really bizarre. I felt like I was, I don't know.
Tarnishing it?
Kind of.
Like graffitiing it?
I can't remember the guy's name from the New York 5th Gen.
Slimer. Close enough. Dominic.
Had to sign his dash.
Yeah, I've signed car parts before, but not a dash. That's a big piece that you can't hide by closing the hood. I mean, I'm like, are you sure you want that? Because, I mean, you can just use WD-40 to get that off later on. Yeah. And it's like, no, man. So I gave him a present, a CamaroZ20.com present after the event. So, it was an honor. I just wish that everybody could have been there that's within the listening area, because then it would have been really cool. I guess we got to do some quick shout-outs to everybody.
Oh, God, yes. We met a lot of our members as well. I mean, first we got to talk about the organizers of the event and what a spectacular job they did.
Absolutely.
From Hilton to Scott, Lisa, first-rate job, man.
Yeah, and they don't get anything out of this except the satisfaction knowing that everything is going to the Big Brothers and Big Sisters charity. In fact, the last year they donated close to $1,500.
Right. They wanted to double that this year, right?
They wanted to do $3,000 this year. Final figures are still being worked out as of right now, but it looks like the BBOMG event raised nearly $5,000 for Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Awesome job, guys. Man.
Yeah, that was just great.
That's what the event was all about, man. Charity.
Yeah. And Scott and Lisa and Hilton, they worked tirelessly. I really didn't get to see them very much because they were busy working while everybody else was partying it up. Yeah. You know, just first rate
operation. Yeah, trying to catch some Z's during the day there.
This event really came from the heart of a lot of people.
Yeah. We were really excited to be there for our first time. And
we're glad we could donate some things to the raffle, too.
Yeah.
Not nearly as cool as what other people had donated, other companies had donated, but we wanted to throw our part in there.
Yeah.
Who else do we have to thank?
Some of the sponsors that stepped up from Chevrolet dealerships, Camaro Scotty, Anna.
Yeah, from Sparta Chevrolet.
Right.
Yep.
Eric Hall.
From...
Classic?
Yes.
Chevrolet in Texas.
Yeah, cool guy, man.
Thank you so much for everything you did for the event. It's just incredible.
Yeah, that was then awesome.
We got to give a shout out to some of our members that we met there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mudbone.
Mudbone.
Mudbone Jr.
Mudbone Jr.
Louie.
Louie Loveson, man.
Yeah. It was great to meet you guys.
You know, I got a regret about that, though.
What's that?
Because, a personal regret, because we'll get to it in a bit, but we gave everybody like 20 to 30 second interviews that we could, and we'll be playing those throughout the year, but we didn't get to interview Mudbone Jr. or Louie.
Right.
And I really wanted to, and we just didn't cross paths.
The last day,
Well, you know, last day I was kind of out of it, you know, kind of.
Finally, we gotta give a big shout out to Mike Judge.
Oh, one of the coolest guys on the assembly line
there.
No,
he's the Camaro plant manager, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, he's...
Because he said he overlooked a lot of stuff.
Body and fitment, shoot.
Oh, okay,
I remember him.
That's right.
I remember him with two O's. Yeah. I remember him saying what it was, and it was a pretty hefty responsibility, and he has a lot of knowledge about the vehicle.
He does.
But overall, just a kick-ass guy.
Yeah. We're going to interview him in a future podcast.
Yeah, we meant to interview him, too, and we didn't get to it, but we do have a lot
more
interviews.
Mike, if you're listening, expect an email from us.
That's right.
We're going to set up an interview.
That's right. That's right. So, but we'll be playing the interviews that we did manage to nab, I guess, throughout the rest of the summer, because we got quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, it was just cool. I get just like a little bit of aching in my heart and for not having it just go on forever.
Yeah.
Like, I was standing there going, is there a way I can make this my career? Can we just all do this for a living?
Sit around and stay up till 3 or 4 in the morning every night.
And raise money for charity, though. Don't forget about that.
That's right.
Don't forget about that.
Yeah, we raise a lot of money.
100% of those proceeds, man.
Yeah.
That's an honorable thing.
Yeah. Well, let's move along here because there was some interesting news that was announced during the event last week. And I think we touched on it just a little bit last week. And you put together a little article and put it up.
Yeah.
The General Motors announced that the Camaro ZL1, which should be out next year for 2012, will be available with a automatic now.
Yeah.
And the ZR1
ZR1
suspension or
traction
system.
Yeah. This is seems to be very well received by the folks on the CamaroZ20.com message board.
Right. I don't know.
Automatics made a huge comeback with this car. I mean, yeah. I bought one, and I'm happy with it. You know, the tap shift makes it happen. Yeah.
That
you
is
know.
Cool.
Boy, I thought for sure people would be like, if it ain't a stick, it ain't crap, or something like that, you know. But it's being well received. People are realizing this is going to be a track machine.
Obviously, people wanted it, so you know what? General Motors is going to give it to us.
They also wanted a convertible, but I think that I don't think it's there. I mean, I just don't think that the demand. I think people would if they could have one or the other, people would overwhelmingly pick.
Well, I would say
automatic
say never.
Overall. Oh, I'm not saying it's never going to happen, but I'm just saying that for first, I can see why they would pick the automatic.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
What other news came out of?
Out of Oshawa?
Yeah. Or since then?
We had a couple days ago. Our good friend Tim DeYoung post some interesting news. We also posted, and they came across the 5 millionth Camaro to come off the assembly line.
Or the closest that we know of based on VIN number.
Yeah.
Neat sleuthing on this one.
Yeah.
Tracing everything back. 5 million. Winds up being what?
Look like a black LS, maybe with steel wheels.
Let me see here.
And that's what they're guessing, I think, is the 5 millionth Camaro.
Yeah, it's a black 1LS coupe with black interior. Black interior, 6-speed manual, premium Camaro floor mats, compact spare wheel and tire, cargo net, GM dovetail spoiler installed, MSRP 24/7.
Huh.
Delivered to a dealer just outside of Lexington, Kentucky, and awaits a new owner. The dealership, I don't think it'll be a problem to mention, the dealership name is Wilson. Wilson,
I wonder how many people are converging on that dealership now trying to get that car.
I'm thinking I wouldn't
if
be surprised.
It's not already sold.
Oh, well, right of that, or I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if the dealership grabbed it and stuck it in there and put a big $5 million on the windshield. Got it. You know,
yeah,
that's a big deal.
Never know.
That's a very big deal. Imagine what it would have been like if there was a Camaro between 2002 and 2010.
Right.
But it is what it is. Congratulations to whoever owns that car. And thanks to Tim DeYoung from Modern Camaro for letting us. Get the word out about that, because I think it's a pretty nifty milestone.
Thanks, Tim.
Even if it's not 100% accurate, it's got to be damn close.
It is.
So what's next?
When you hear the word Klaus, what do you think of?
Christmas?
German? Germany?
Yeah.
Klaus?
Yeah.
It's usually a German word.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's the new name of the F-Bod father's car. It seems like he's got a CTF car here that's a European car.
European?
Yeah.
How many cars does he need?
And he's now named the car Klaus, and he's posted some pictures in the forum.
Yeah.
This just shows some of the differences from a European car from a North American car.
He says he's not going to have it for very long, so I got to get out there and take a closer look at it.
Look at the taillights.
They were unveiled, sort of, by Camaro Scotty a while back in a video.
Yeah, from the last BBOMG.
And everybody thought that it was ugly and horrible and hideous. And it's definitely different. I think it's all right looking.
Yeah. It looks like the reverse lights are built into the taillights.
And they're not in the rear
They actually look fascia. Like where the reverse lights are supposed to be. It looks like reflectors.
No, that's lower. The reverse lights are the left and the right of the license plate.
Here?
Directly left and right of the license plate.
Here?
In the fascia. So it also has reflectors down just above the exhaust tips.
Because you can see the backup sensors.
Yeah, and there's still backup sensors. And somebody said that it looks like Terminator sunglasses.
It does.
It doesn't look bad, it just looks kind of bold, but it's neat. I'm gonna drive over to Scott's house soon before he doesn't have it anymore and get some close up pictures of it. Neat stuff.
He says there's many under the hood skin differences too.
Yeah, I got to get over there.
Huh.
I know where he lives. I'll just drive over there and start taking pictures of it.
And here's something interesting too. Huh? No OnStar.
Oh, don't say that, because all the tinfoil hat wearers are going to go, well, how come I can't get it done?
I heard some interesting discussions at the event.
About OnStar?
About how much people hate OnStar. I had no idea people hated OnStar as much as they do.
Why?
There's a big... It's a big brother mentality, thinking that people are spying on you.
Why do they care about what you have from McDonald's?
I have no idea. I don't know. Not a big deal to me. And
to that end, I say, if it was ever found out that they were ever doing anything like that, they would immediately be shoved out of business within 24 hours. And that's OnStar is a massive operation. It's not just a one little office deal. OnStar is freaking huge, and a lot of money is invested in that. And they will not risk that kind of money just to find out what you're talking to your girlfriend about you're driving.
Well, I think we need to address this when we get our OnStar tour.
Yeah, we've been working on an OnStar tour because I'm fortunate enough to work in the Renaissance Center for a different company than General Motors, but also hand-in-hand with General Motors. And we're going to arrange a little Q&A meet and greet and get to the bottom of this.
Right, because that's going to be my number one question.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I mean, if you don't like OnStar, all you got to do is pull a fuse. I mean, and OnStar is completely disabled.
Yeah. And you know, now there's
I'm
an
sure
export
car thieves
Camaro.
Know this too.
Well, they do now. Thanks, Chris.
No, they just rip the antenna right off the car when they steal them. That's what they do.
Well, I mean, and if you do disable the fuse, it looks like now you can probably get an export rearview mirror without the buttons, so it'll clean it right up. So, you know what? Problem solved.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Tinfoil hat wearing. Hey, I can appreciate anybody's understanding for that, but I think sometimes it gets a little crazy.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that in a future episode. What's next?
How about we get to some voicemails? Well, we've got some left over from last week, and we got some from this week as well. So we might as well and get going, because I think we have about six.
All right, let's go.
All right, guys, I'm on the Z28 line. Somebody say something.
Okay, you're really on it?
Yes. Yeah. We're on it right now. 2 minutes.
On the table,
40.
You got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Right here, everybody out here, what are you putting on the table?
I really don't have much to offer you.
No, I don't. When you have something to offer me.
The CamaroZ28.com podcast voicemail is now recording what you're saying, so why don't you say something on behalf of New York 5th Gen.
On behalf of New York 5th Gen, the Speed Rocks.
Can
I
curse on them?
No. Yeah, we're going to turn that up. Hi, guys. Z28.
I'm going to have a third.
Hey, Damon.
I don't know.
All right.
Anybody else got anything to say?
Harris.
Do you know CBTV interviewed me for 30 minutes? They wasted 30 minutes of my time. They got over my car. And they didn't even use my
car. He's from Jersey. How you doing?
Old
school New York. I drive a truck.
No,
Jason Deadpool drives the truck, everybody.
I don't think you sound like that.
I do. Oh, yeah, they're bad.
Cut it out. Yeah, I love to hear that on the podcast every week. What is that part out?
There's actually times when we
have to edit that part out.
Because one of the first episodes, Chris, what was it you said? You're like, we're talking about gas prices or something. You're like, yeah, they're going up to 350, 370, 380. Your mother. I'm like, we can't say that. What the hell, we can't. Like, we're editing that out.
Chris Frezza says, fuck your mother.
Yo! Where are you going? Come here, I got beers.
All right, that's 2 minutes. Enjoy this from BBOMG. Bye.
When you get together with a bunch of Camaro enthusiasts and a few adult beverages are passed around, I think that's what you can get. Thank you, Templar Knight.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's kind of, but we promised we'd play it.
Yes.
So sorry.
We did. Sorry, everybody else, if you didn't get it.
We had to edit some of it, as you can tell. And if we missed something in the background, we apologize, but yeah. I think we got them all.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Roadrunner.
I think that was right after a shot of tequila for
Gordana's birthday.
You can hear her in the background.
Yeah. And the funny thing is I had enough adult beverages to where when I said we're recording, and about 30 seconds later or less, maybe about 3 seconds later, I forgot that we were recording, so I just started running my mouth again, as I'm known to do.
And cursing and whatever.
I don't curse.
Yeah. I forgot, that's me.
I curse vicariously through you. All right, what's the next one?
Hey, Chris, Jason, how you guys doing? This is B, Old Gray on the message board. I was calling about the Honor and Valor badge. I was trying to see if I can get my hands on that one. I served proudly in the United States Army for 6 years. Started my career in Fort Benning, Georgia. Served all over the place for 6 years. I've been stationed in Fort Hood, Texas, served in Korea, been to Kuwait 3 times, Baghdad 2 times, did training ops in Pakistan and 1 in Egypt. Unfortunately, I got a little tossed around in Baghdad and I was medically discharged. But all in all, it was pretty unique experience. Hard job, met some pretty cool people, and have a lifetime of stories. But cool thing is, I got to wrap up my military career where I started at Fort Benning in Georgia. My last company was 115 Infantry, the Can-Do Company. And yeah, that's my story. Thanks a lot, guys, for having the board up and running for all these years, and I continue listening. First-time caller, long-time listener. Take care, guys.
This is cool.
This is very cool, and this is exactly what we were looking for.
Yeah, we just we got this Honor and Valor badge here, and we just said, hey, you know, let's give it out to somebody. Make it easy, make it simple. Somebody who has served or is serving, call in. It's yours. Got a little heat here and there from folks that thinks we should have done it differently, but we just wanted to get somebody to call in so we could personally, verbally say,
sure,
thank you, and here you go.
So a shout out to Old B.
That's right.
You
Old Gray.
Old Gray?
What's his name?
Old Gray.
Was his name B?
B? Maybe it's B, yeah.
B?
B, Old Gray on the board.
All right.
Shout out, and he wins the Honor and Valor badge.
Yep, that we promised, and deserves so much more, along with anybody else who has served or is serving. As I said, we had some suggestions that we should have done it a little bit differently, but we just wanted something quick and easy to do. Yeah. However, if you know of somebody that deserves one of these Honor and Valor badges, they're really easy to get. Go to mdgglobal.com/honorandvalor. And you can pick one up and have them sent. $21.75 shipped. No tax outside of Illinois.
Free shipping.
And I just looked, and now they also have Honor and Valor license plate frames.
Oh, cool.
They look very cool. So if you know of somebody that deserves one of these, by all means, they pay with PayPal. Just about everybody's got a PayPal account. Fire one up and send it on out. And we're honored to give this to B.
Yes. Send us an email, webmasters@camarilz28.com, with your contact information, and we will send that out to you.
Send us a picture of something cool in your experiences.
Yeah.
Do anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything, just something that you like to show people about your, you know, it could be your company photo, group photo, or picture of the sun going down over in another country, or whatever.
Yeah.
Anything. We'd love to see it.
We'll give you a special shout out to the 115th Infantry Can Do Company.
That's right, Can Do. And you guys did. So, hey, thanks to all who served or is serving. And
that worked out great.
What more can I say?
Heck yeah.
Thank you so much.
Ready for the next one?
You got it, bud.
Hey, guys. Mudbone calling. Haven't called in a while, but I had a couple of things I wanted to tell you all about. First off, good call on Bear winning the sound clip. I thought his exhaust sounded awesome, and I'd really like to hear that car in real life. I think that car sounded great. I also, by the time this is played, I will have met you guys in real life up at Oshawa at the meet and greet, unless something terrible happens on the way. Mudbone Jr. and I will be there, and we're just really looking forward to it. I'm really excited. This is Monday, and I've got a couple of meetings and getting everything kind of wound up, and then we're going to pack up the car and head on up. We're actually going to meet Lawson in Montreal and spend the night in that area and kind of tour around Canada and then ride down from the northeast with him and some other guys. And so we're just, it should be a great time. The only time I've ever been to Canada was once in high school. I went to Niagara Falls and for the day and bought beer at 17 years old at a bar, which was an adventure in and of itself. I digress. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to do was give a tip that I discovered. Others may know about this, but I tried it out this weekend and it worked out great. I was washing the car. I had to wash both of them because we're getting the green car ready to go up to Canada. That's the one we're going to drive. And my 30th edition was filthy too. I had taken it to a car show the week before and it got pretty dirty and driving around. So I washed them Saturday morning. It was a beautiful day. And after I was finished washing, I was getting ready to dry them. And I had just got an air compressor, a full-size air compressor. It was my dad's, and he doesn't use any of the tools anymore. So I moved it over to my house and used the air compressor to blow off the car before I towel. And man, it really made quick work of the deal. I was able to blow all that water out of the nooks and crannies that normally get trapped, and cut the water down by probably 2/3, and was able to get it all dried off pretty quick. And it just made short work of the whole thing, and I think the car even looked better. But the real trick, or the real tell, was on the wheels. I blew dry the wheels after I'd cleaned them good, and those wheels looked awesome. If you ever can imagine, that 30th car's got the white wheels, and they are a pain in the butt to clean. But I don't think they've ever looked better. So anyway, just a little tip and a shout out and a long voicemail. Y'all have a good one, and I'll see you in Oshawa.
Mudbone with a boring drive to Oshawa.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
And it was great to meet you in Oshawa.
There is a stretch there on the way to Oshawa that does get kind of boring, so you want to pick up the phone and call somebody, and we're honored that it was us. And good tip. And Mudbone Jr.
Yeah. Don't you use something similar when you dry your car off?
I use a leaf blower.
A leaf blower?
Yeah.
Yeah. That works good, too.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting an air compressor so I could really blast the crap out of the water, that damn water. Who else did we... Well, you know, we're kind of scattered here, at least I am, but we also met up with Jason Port.
Yes.
Yeah, Jason from San Francisco.
Yes.
You know, while we're thinking of that, it was cool hanging out with him, too.
Yeah.
All right. We appreciate all the voicemails we receive. We like getting them about just about anything Camaro related. And we invite you to call in. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we got a couple more here to go through.
All right.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Templar Knight. I'm calling you from the awards show at the third day of the BBOMG. I was just calling to let Jason know he apparently left too early because his winning streak has continued. He won $1,000 off a set of Pirelli tires, but because he wasn't here to accept the prize, they had to go on to someone else. So, just letting you know. Bye.
How do you feel about that?
Well, there's a little backstory to this. First of all, at the charity raffle, I bought $40 worth of tickets, and I bought the last group of tickets because I was too busy running around trying to find my car keys.
That's right.
Which leads me to another quick story. Mike from New York 5th Gen, I owe you a personal apology because while I was freaking out going, how the hell am I going to get home? I got to find my car keys. He tried to hand me one of his New York 5th Gen t-shirts.
Right.
And I'm like, not now, buddy. Not now, chief. I'm in a zone here. And I said, I'll catch you later. I got to find my car keys. And then I forgot to get it. Today, I'm looking at their website. And I'm like, man, I wish I could have got one of those New York 5th Gen shirts. And Chris is like, Mike tried to give you one, but you were too freaked out about finding your car keys. So, Mike, I apologize. I hope you didn't feel snubbed by that because I really like to sport one of your shirts. So I sent you a Facebook message about this. So get back with me. And thanks for being cool about it. So anyway, at the raffle, I bought the last set of tickets, and I wound up just winning a crap load of stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't even mean to. It was the most embarrassing thing because everybody started getting mad at me for winning. And apparently on Sunday when I wasn't there, I also could have won a $1,000 Pirelli gift certificate.
Oh.
But I wasn't there to claim it, so they gave it to somebody else.
Oh, bitch, you got jacked, bitch.
Yeah,
that's what
you
I did.
And
here's why I think I got jacked. And I won a lot, so I have no room to really complain. But at the same time, if you weren't there to win, you couldn't have it. But people were claiming trophies for other cars that weren't there. Yeah. And some friends of mine, thanks Mike and Lori Ann Schroeder for trying to say, yeah, we know that guy. We'll claim it for him. They wouldn't let it happen.
Yeah.
But I guess it did go to somebody else that I know.
Oh, good.
So, at least it went to somewhere. So I'm much richer just for the experience of being at the BBOMG than the stuff I won at the raffle and a lot of the stuff I gave away, including another Honor and Valor badge.
Yes.
To somebody who definitely deserved it. So maybe I'll talk about that later on. I don't know. It's posted on the board. Yeah. We got more voicemails?
We sure do.
Okay, let's go.
I guess I'd say good morning, but I don't know what time you're going to listen to this, but good morning, good afternoon to Jason. I win all the prizes, Debbler, and Chris, I have a good time, Frizza. just want to thank you guys for being a part of the BMB OMG celebration we had last weekend. You know, we were all on our best behavior. And it was kind of nice having, you know, a big name forum there. And no doubt in my mind, the right one to have there. And, you know, I hope you had a good time. And, you know, it's been a week. And I'm still beat. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I don't know what it is. But, you know, it's, I don't know if it's Camaro exhaustion or what. But, you know, I'm still recovering. So, but once again, you know, thanks. I appreciate you having you guys up there. You know, it was nice giving the engine cover away. And I was glad to see so many Camaro Z28.com shirts, stickers, and pro Camaro Z28.com people. So we'll talk to you again soon, and I'm sure we'll see you next year. And if if you have any questions, you guys are welcome to call anytime. Catch you later. Camaro Scotty, if you haven't figured it out. Catch you later. Have a good weekend.
Good old Camaro Scotty.
Awesome to hang out with him.
Oh, man. It was great to finally meet you, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. And he really helped us get some CamaroZ28.com members there.
Yes.
And if they weren't members before,
they are now.
They certainly are now, because we saw a lot of familiar names come through, and we're glad to have you.
So
as
hello
part of
to
our
all
community.
The new members.
That's right. Oh, quick shout out to my buddy Tom.
There's going to be lots of shout outs this week.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to do another shout out, too.
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
Mike. Mike Plesha. Kind of a shout-out condolence to Mike, who blew up his LS3.
In ways that we've not seen before, and he wasn't even doing anything. He was just going around a turn. He wasn't even, I guess he wasn't doing anything other than driving normally.
Yeah, and the bottom end of the motor just came apart, man.
It didn't just come apart.
It blew apart.
It was pissed.
Yeah.
So some of the other BBOMG diehards are trying to throw together a little pool to buy the poor guy a new engine because his car is stuck in Canada and he's not Canadian.
Yeah.
So best of luck to you, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
We got one more.
Okay.
Hey, guys, it's postal day. Well, I finally got my passport. So it's only a little bit late. And wanted to wish you guys and all the listeners happy Father's Day. And also, tell your kids, perhaps you guys, great dads, cool cars, and all that good stuff. And my stepson, Aaron, and my stepdaughter, Kayla, for being great kids. And also the older son who lives with his dad and his band called Hail to the King, which reminds me, if you guys like video games, Duke Nukem Forever is great. So have a great weekend, and talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thanks, Dave.
Nice to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah.
Father's Day. How could we forget about that?
Forgot about that.
A lot of us.
Happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there.
A lot of us,
Who's your daddy?
Well, that's the thing, is a lot of us wouldn't be into cars if it weren't for our dads.
Exactly.
So don't forget to let them know.
So a special shout out to all the dads out there.
That's right. That's right. Good voicemail.
Yep. Well, that's it with the voicemails, man.
Good, because we're just about out of time.
Yeah, we're way over this week.
Yeah,
we were way under last week, so I guess we're going to make up for it.
Yeah, next week we'll be back with a site of the week.
Yeah.
We haven't done that in a while.
No, we definitely got one for you.
And we'll be back with some more shenanigans, probably talk a little bit about some more Oshawa event things that we might have forgotten to mention this time.
Some debauchery.
But, and you might be saying, okay, I'm tired of hearing about it because I couldn't be there. Well, that's the point. You need to be there next year. And we're told it may be sometime in August.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that next episode. And, until then, man, thank you so much for listening, and
we'll see you.
We'll see it.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.